When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Today, we'll have the daily updates from my February trip. That's coming up on this episode 239 of WW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert from WWPrepSchool.com. Thank you for being here for this episode. This is the daily updates from my February trip, which was a little different one for me because most of my trips are work-related and I'm there to learn new things so I can pass it on to you. But this one was different because it was with my son. And so everything was based on him, which includes fancy food. We had several fancy menus of varying degrees of fanciness. We stayed at the Contemporary Resort, which was his dream resort. And we did a couple of after-hours events. And he got a chance to see all the new things that he had missed in the last couple of years, since it's been a couple years since he's been there. So a slightly different trip, but we are back in early March for Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, and that will be a more normal trip for us. So look forward to that. In the meantime, here's my daily updates from my February trip with my son.
Hello from the Contemporary. It is Thursday evening and we just landed today. And by we, I mean my son and me. And we checked in the Contemporary. He has never stayed here, but it was his dream resort. And so I told him last summer when he told me he really wanted to come again that we would stay here. I happen to love it. So no complaints here. You may or may not remember that when I came with my daughter a little over a year ago, her dream resort was the Grand Floridian, and it was the only resort I hadn't stayed in, so I came with her. So now they both have been able to stay at their dream resort. So super fun. We have a theme park view. Right off of our balcony is Cinderella Castle and Space Mountain, so we can watch fireworks from here if we want to. We have a great view of the Polynesian, the Grand Floridian. Fantastic spot to be in. After we checked in, we headed downstairs to the Contempo Cafe, which is the quick service here. One of my very favorite things about the Contemporary Resort is the dining. And there's a lot of things I love about it here, but great dining options is one of those, including the quick service. They have mobile ordering now. I actually didn't know that. They've been rolling it out slowly, and I didn't realize they had rolled it out here, but we got in the line and ordered instead. Next time we will do a mobile order from our room before heading down. But really delicious food. It's one of my favorite like quick services, and we were really, really hungry, so it was nice to have that option there. We also went and got some magic bands. We bought magic bands instead of using the ones the resort gave us at the gift shop, and got kind of just settled in. So we are absolutely loving it so far, and we are headed to Animal Kingdom After Hours tonight. And so we are getting ready to hop on the bus. So my next update will be from there. Back soon.
Hello at 8:58 from Animal Kingdom After Hours. We are walking towards Pandora. I wanted to record something to talk about Animal Kingdom After Hours in general. So first of all, I need to say that we are big fans of After Hours. If I could just buy After Hours tickets and not park tickets, that's what I would do. They are not always available. That is the problem. This is the only one available during this trip. That's why I'm doing it. It's also offered at Magic Kingdom regularly and used to be offered at Hollywood Studios. Hopefully they will bring that back at some point. But I, in general, love them. But of the offerings, Animal Kingdom After Hours is my least favorite, and tonight reminded me why. If you want to hear our initial thoughts, January 2019 trip report, talk about that. But the problem with this one is you're allowed to get in at 7, and the event starts officially at 9. The regular park hours end at 8,
but there's not a lot to do in between. At Magic Kingdom, there's lots to do. There's lots of rides. Ooh, it's loud. And so there's lots to do in between, but here there isn't because the animals are not available and they close early. Kilimanjaro Safari, like, we got in at 7 and we could do nothing that's not available during the show, during the event. So Festival of the Lion King's not available, Finding Nemo the Musical's not available, Safari is closed, anything animal related closes early. So essentially between 7 and 9 we're just doing rides that are available during the event. And that's okay if you think about the low wait time ones. So like Dinosaur is available, Triceratops Spin, Exhibition Everest wasn't super long, and so we did that kind of stuff. And now we're headed to Pandora. So really it's a different flow than you might see at Magic Kingdom After Hours, where you try to do things, you know, before the event starts that are not available during the event. So we are headed over to Pandora to do that. Primeval World, incidentally, is often closed these days, but during the event it is open. So, you know, if that's a selling point, then this will be attractive to you. But definitely by far the main attraction to this is that you can go to Pandora and ride the two rides there without long waits, and that's what we plan to do now. That's just a little different sort of strategy than you would have at Magic Kingdom. So that's it for now. I'll be back later with more. Hello with the last update for today. So it is 11:29 p.m. right now, and I just want to kind of reiterate some things that I said before because now we've done them. I really think Animal Kingdom After Hours should be considered Pandora After Hours because you could really do whatever you want between 7 and 9. Whenever you enter to whenever the event begins, you can do all the other rides. And then at 9 p.m., Pandora is yours. And so we were able to, within 2 hours or so, do 2 Navi River Journey rides. By the way, it's my son's first time on it. He loved it. And we did Flight of Passage twice. We also stopped to take pictures. We went and got ice cream bars, we bought a hot dog. We did a lot of stuff in just 2 hours at a very like leisurely pace. And so, you know, very easy, very nice. So that was really nice. I also want to mention that Pandora has a little different snacks than the rest of the park. So one of the perks of After Hours is that you can pick up ice cream bars, popcorn, bottle drinks throughout the park. But Pandora has a little different option. So there's nothing wrong with the other locations that have like classic Mickey bars and ice cream sandwiches and stuff like that. But in Pandora, they have a little different options, which makes it fun. Like I had a coconut bar. They have like strawberry bars. They have a Moara bar that's like a combination of different fruits. And so it was just fun to have a different option in the land versus outside the land. So anyway, overall, it was the perfect choice for my son. I still just get a little bit frustrated that there's not a ton to do, but for someone who really wanted to do the Pandora attractions over like a couple times, this was great. Also today it was a high of like 87, and tonight it's been very mild. I've been taking my sweater on and off because indoors it can be a little bit cold, but it has been very, very nice. So that's also a nice thing for temperature. It can also be cold this time of year, so you never know. But for hot days, being out at night is delightful. So that is it. We are actually getting ready to head out. We've done everything we want to do. It's 11:30, so we could have stayed till 12 if we wanted to. But that's it for us. We've had a long travel day. And so we will be back tomorrow from another park. See you then. In the Hollywood Studios, it's 4:30 p.m. We have been here today mostly to do things my son's never done before. So we had a fast pass for Slinky Dog Dash. We went into Galaxy's Edge and had lunch. We were going to do single rider line on Millennium Falcon, but it's so busy today they closed the single rider line. So we didn't do that, but we saw a couple shows, you know, just whatever. And now we are headed out because we are going to have dinner at Sanaa, because it's the only restaurant at Animal Kingdom Lodge that he hasn't been to, and I think he's going to love it. So usually when I do things during my trips, it's like I'm trying to research something, analyze something so I can teach you, but that's not the goal of this trip. So don't really have anything to teach you, except when it's really busy like this, you better have fast passes or just settle for things that don't have waits, which is what we've done this afternoon. One thing to note is that I was just reading that the boarding groups for Rise of the Resistance capped out at like 59 today, which is a very low number. And that is unusual, but I did see that they were calling that like around noon. They were calling groups in the 50s. So the backup groups are definitely going to be called today. But just in case you're coming soon and they decide to make that a trend, just wanted to make you aware. Anyway, that's it for now. Back later. Hello, it's 7:24 p.m. at Animal Kingdom Lodge, Kidani Village. We came over here to have dinner at Sanaa. As I've mentioned before, we're doing nice restaurants, and this was one that I really loved when I've been here before, and I knew my son would love it. So we came back, and he did love it. It's so, so good. And we got bread service and butter chicken and biryani, and we had desserts. That was chocolate mousse and so this what they call a candy bar, which does taste like a candy bar, and pressed coffee and a glass of red wine. It was so delicious. So Sanaa, it's not easy to get to. It's at the second building, Animal Kingdom Lodge. So you kind of have to, we took a bus to get out here from Hollywood Studios, and now we're taking a lift to get back to the hotel. But so, so worth it. Love, love, love this place so much. If you want to be able to see the animals, because it does have a view of the animals, you will need to make a reservation before it gets dark. So our reservation was at 6, and at the beginning of our meal, we could totally see the animals. There's a giraffe right outside the window, and that was fantastic. And then by the time we were done, it was dark. So if you want to see them, make sure you come early enough for that to happen. But anyway, we are headed back to our hotel. We're trying to get back in time for Magic Kingdom fireworks because we have a theme park view and a balcony, and we want to be able to take advantage of the view from our room. So we'll see. Hopefully we'll make it. Hi, it's 6. It's not 6. It's 8:58 p.m. We're at the Contemporary. And after my last update, we took a lift from Animal Kingdom Lodge back to the Contemporary, and it had started raining. So we dashed up to our hotel room because fireworks at the Magic Kingdom were getting ready to start. And we opened up the balcony door, turned on channel 105 in our room, and we got to watch it while it was raining. We were safe and dry and had the music in there. And then it stopped raining, and I realized Villains After Hours was not sold out tonight. So I bought tickets, and we are now walking over to Magic Kingdom, a huge perk of being at the Contemporary, to do Villains After Hours, which is from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. It is like Animal Kingdom After Hours last night, but it's at Magic Kingdom with a villain overlay. So like they do special versions of rides, and it's like, you know, villain themed, kind of like a Halloween party. It's sort of halfway in between Halloween party and Magic Kingdom After Hours. So After Hours events are perfect for my son, and so I can't wait. We're walking over there now. Hello from inside Magic Kingdom. We got checked in at Magic Kingdom for the Villains After Hours. We were the people mover. We're actually right now before the event officially starts, so we're just kind of doing things that have low wait times so that we can ride more popular rides when the event begins. But I wanted to give you an update that has nothing to do with Villains After Hours, and it has to do with the dessert party, because there's been a lot of confusion. This month, the Magic Kingdom dessert party started serving alcohol, but there's been some confusion about which versions of the dessert party have it and which ones don't. So I asked tonight when we got here. The answer is that the Garden View dessert party that takes place before fireworks does not have alcohol, but the Garden View dessert party that takes place after fireworks does, and the Terrace dessert party does. So if you've been wondering, as we have, that is the answer. So we are off to ride some rides. I'll be back later. Hello at 11:01 p.m. I'm recording this as a way to let you know how much we've been able to do in the first hour. We did Winnie the Pooh and Little Mermaid and It's a Small World, Haunted Mansion. We also stopped and got snacks. So four rides plus snacks in 1 hour, and you know, It's a Small World, a pretty long ride. So, you know, not bad at all. We are headed now to Pirates of the Caribbean because it has a special overlay during this event. So we want to make sure to check that out, but it is a walk-on. As I have often said, if you think about these special events in terms of time, it may seem super expensive because it's like $100 and some for 3 hours. But if you think about it in terms of the number of rides, then it's a lot easier to justify, because we're basically going to get everything we want done in the park and done in these 3 hours. So not bad. And it's not hot, and we've got snacks, so we're happy. 11:59 p.m. So we are just wrapping up the second hour, one more hour after this. And again, we did four attractions in an hour. We did Pirates of the Caribbean, which had a couple of actors on it. That was our special version of the ride for this event. And we did Jungle Cruise and had the best skipper we've ever had. Got a little bit darker, maybe just for this event, I don't know, but we appreciated it. And we did Big Thunder Mountain and Buzz Lightyear. So we just walked onto everything. That is what we're paying for. And so now we are walking to Space Mountain to see what the special version of that ride is. And then we'll do a couple more rides before walking back to our hotel. What a great night it's been. Love this. One more update from today. It is 1:23 a.m. We're walking the path from Magic Kingdom to the Contemporary, which is so convenient as we are walking by the bus stops and watching people have to wait for the buses. I appreciate that we can be in our room in just a few minutes. In the last hour of the party, we actually had two attractions. They were the two that had the longest wait times all night. Space Mountain, which is totally in the dark during this event. So if you're familiar with the ride, you know there's usually lights at the beginning, a little bit at the end, and then lights projected on the ceiling of the ride. But during this, it's pitch black the entire time, no lights, which is kind of disorienting. And then we went to Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, which had the longest wait that we waited in all night. So we did those two things in the last hour. Also grabbed snacks one more time, and it was just perfect. We did, what is that, 10 attractions? The only thing we would have done if we had had more time, I think, was Peter Pan's Flight. But other than that, we did pretty much everything we wanted to do at Magic Kingdom in 3 hours. Normally, if I did an event, I would make sure to do everything so I could tell you about it, including the special entertainment, but that is not my goal. I was trying to do what was best for us this time, but we will be back, Heather and I, in April doing the event, and we will be sure to enjoy the special entertainment that is provided as part of this party. So anyway, great night, unexpected turn, but loved it. So tomorrow is an Epcot day for us, so I'll have more on that tomorrow. Hello from Epcot. It's 5:37 p.m. We have been here all afternoon. The main focus today was to do the new shows and things that have come in the last like month or so. And thankfully, we weren't trying to do rides other than the Fast Pass. We had Frozen after everything. And that includes, we went to Epcot Experience, we went to Awesome Sing Along, and then the exit for Beauty and the Beast Sing Along puts us right at the entrance to Monsieur Paul, which is the only Epcot restaurant that I have never eaten at, so we are doing that tonight. Most Epcot restaurants I've been at many times, but this one is brand new, and my son loves French food. He chooses French food for his birthday every year, so it's perfect fit for us. So anyway, that has been it for today. I'll let you know how that dinner goes. It is 7:43 p.m. at Monsieur Paul. We just finished up an amazing dinner. I just want to give you a quick recap of it before we head off to see the Broadway concert series. We opted for the tasting menu, which is a fixed price and fixed menu. Like most of the seven courses are decided for you, and then you get to choose cheese and dessert at the end. But it was so, so, so good. We did not see anybody else doing it. It is not cheap. It was like $119 per person, but this is the kind of thing that we're into. Like several tiny courses that are interesting. I also added the alcohol to it, which is not listed, but I really didn't want to choose my own drinks to pair with the food. And so I ordered it, but it was really too much. Four drinks is more than I need. But it was delicious choices. And so really just amazing food. So now beating it all the restaurants at Epcot. Anyway, so really great experience. I highly recommend the tasting menu. And we are off to see Broadway performers in the American Adventure section. So back later. I'm recording this last update the next day because I realized I didn't quite finish up last night. And so I wanted to just give one last update. After we left Monsieur Paul, we walked down to the stage where the Broadway concert series is held, which is in the American Adventure section. So it's like two countries away. And we were there in time for the 8 o'clock show, which is the last one of the night during Festival of the Arts. And there were two performers, as usual. And that was really fun. We are both Broadway lovers, although he's not necessarily a Disney Broadway lover. It's still nice to be able to go see the entertainment right there on the stage. After that, we decided to head out. And like I said many times, we walked out the International Gateway to the Beach Club and caught a lift from there to get back to the Contemporary. We do that as a way of avoiding walking all the way to the front of the park and catching the bus or the monorail in this case. It's just usually quicker. So we did that, but I also wanted to mention that while we were waiting for the entertainment to begin on the stage, he said that was the best meal I've ever had. And those are big words from a kid who has had a lot of fancy meals and who does not dole out compliments easily. So that is a big, big thumbs up for Monsieur Paul. Not cheap, but it was delicious, and we are just a big fan of dining experiences. We don't eat a lot. We can eat, like, we just like a lot of, like, it's quality over quantity, but it was like a lot of small, great courses over the course of the evening with the tasting menu. So anyway, really great experience. We originally had plans today to go to Magic Kingdom. And by today, I mean Sunday, because that's when I'm recording this, because I was trying to basically do a park a day. But because we did Villains After Hours the other night, we don't necessarily feel like we have to go back to Magic Kingdom. So it might just be a resort day today. So we'll have to see. I'll be back to let you know. It is in the afternoon, late afternoon on Sunday, and this has turned out to be a resort day, so I thought I would talk about the resort a little bit. You may remember that I've done rankings of resorts before, and I put Contemporary as number one, and that is because I genuinely think if it's in the budget that just about anybody could love the Contemporary. There's a lot of reasons for that. One is the food. I love the food. I just ate at the quick service location here again. California Grill is on the top floor and has amazing service, food, and a view. The Wave is really easy to get into. It's on the first floor and it has fantastic food. Chef Mickey is super fun. You have a character meal in the hotel with classic characters. Like, it's just great food options. You can walk to Magic Kingdom, which is super fun because Magic Kingdom is hard for everyone to get to. But when you can walk there, it's just such a huge benefit. The monorail runs right through the building, which is fun to see all day. You walk out your room and the monorail's right there. There's also theme park view room. So, like, we've been watching the fireworks from our balcony. And even when it was raining, we could watch them and stay dry while everybody else had to be wet and out in it. But we could see them. Even if you don't have a theme park view room, you can still go to various areas at the resort to watch fireworks from the resort. And if you don't have a theme park view room, you still have a good view of the water that surrounds the hotel, and you can still see the water parade that is that appears around here to all the resorts around here. So there's that. One note about the monorail, though. My son mentioned, he said, it doesn't seem like the monorail is like a huge selling point, because you can take it to Magic Kingdom and Epcot, but Magic Kingdom is just so much faster to walk than to take the monorail. So that doesn't really make sense. And then to go to Epcot, you have to connect at the Ticket and Transportation Center. And I think yesterday when we did it, it was a good like 45 minutes, which is, you know, that's what a bus would take. So it's like, yes, there is a monorail, but it's not like, you know, extra fast or anything. But what is nice about, I just talked about walking Magic Kingdom and the monorail. Both of those have like private security lines for Contemporary guests. So when you're walking to Magic Kingdom, there is a security stop along the way, and it's just for people that are on that walkway. You don't have to go through the main security at the front of Magic Kingdom. And then when you get on the monorail, there is security right at the hotel. And once you're on the monorail, you can just go, you know. So we got yesterday when we went to Epcot, we did our security stuff right at the hotel, and then we just went to Epcot. Like, we didn't have to stop again. That was something that they fixed, because you used to have to stop twice, which is kind of annoying. But I do think it's nice to be able to have kind of your own private security option, even if the monorail itself doesn't save like a ton of time to get to Epcot. So there's that. The rooms are nice size. A lot of the deluxe resorts have nice size rooms. This is one of them. Really love that option. So overall, it's just a really lovely resort. I really like it. If you guys have any specific questions, feel free to DM me on Instagram and let me know, and I will be glad to answer them or find out the answer. That's it for now.
We have finished up dinner at California Grill. We weren't super hungry tonight, so we ended up ordering just 2 sushi rolls and splitting that, and that was it. We're seated on the very end tonight near the kitchen, which we've never been to. It doesn't have a view of Bay Lake or Magic Kingdom, and it's very close to the kitchen where there's a lot of yelling going on, so I didn't like that. But as usual, we had good service and good food. If we had been on the dining plan, because a lot of people ask us this, because they're known for their sushi, so the question is always like, how do the credits work? If you're on the dining plan, regular dining plan, you can order an entree, which does not include sushi, and then dessert and a drink. If you're on the deluxe dining plan, you can order an appetizer, which does include sushi. So if you just want to have sushi and you're on the regular dining plan, I would suggest not using your credits and just paying out of pocket. But anyway, that is the answer there. We are now at the monorail station to do a monorail crawl. So I mentioned before that the monorail is not a huge selling point for going to parks, but it is nice to be able to go to the other resorts. So that's what we're doing tonight. And I would suggest, because there's security at every single resort, that you not have bags if possible. That's what we did. We left our bags in a room so that we can buzz through security very quickly and hop on. Otherwise, it just takes too long to do a crawl. So we're headed to the Polynesian now. Back later.
Hello from the Grand Floridian. We are sitting in the lobby here listening to music that you will hear in the background from the orchestra. We went to Polynesian first and grabbed Dole Whips from the pineapple. What's it called? Pineapple something that's on the first floor just outside the back of the Polynesian. And it sat in the lobby there. We were piping in the music from Happily Ever After because it was right at 8 o'clock. And then we took the monorail over here and grabbed snacks and drinks from the quick service, which is a little bit of a hike. You have to go around the Grand Floridian Cafe to grab it, and then we brought it back to the lobby. The piano player and the orchestra alternate starting at 4 p.m. So when you come here in the evenings, you're guaranteed to have live music playing for free. It's lovely. Hello from Hollywood Studios at 3:48. We have been here this afternoon. We had a couple fast passes and we did single rider on Smuggler's Run. So right now Hollywood Studios is still under the old fast pass rules, which basically allowed you to get one fast pass for a ride, and then everything else is tier two, Star Tours and all the shows. So the other day when we were here, I had a fast pass for Slinky Dog and Frozen Sing-Along. Today we had a fast pass for Alien, Cerulean Saucers and Star Tours. All those rules change in like 2 days, so the tiers are a lot easier to manage 2 days from now. But anyway, in order to work with these tiers, I decided to come a couple days because we didn't want to wait in long lines for the things we didn't have fast passes for. So basically, he's been able to do the 2 new Toy Story Land rides. We did Star Tours, which I think is still a good ride, and it's a lot easier to get into than the Galaxy's Edge attractions. And then we went over to Smuggler's Run, and we were checking to see if the single rider line was open, because the other day when we were here, we tried it, and they said it's closed. When it gets really, really, really crazy busy, they close it because they can't accommodate the single riders. But today it was open, and we waited 12 minutes. The posted wait time for the standby line was 90, and we waited 12, and we were actually able to ride together because they needed 2 people, and there weren't parties of 2 in the regular line, so they were able to pull us. But that's never a guarantee. We were totally ready to ride separately. So all in all, good afternoon. We use mobile order again for our lunch. I actually have been mobile ordering when we're on our way to the park. You can I hand him the phone, allow him to pick out the food that sounds good to him. I pick out mine, I pay for it. You do all of that ahead of time. And then when you're ready to eat, you say, I'm here, prepare my order. And then that's when they actually get your order ready for you to pick up. So I'm always about multitasking and efficiency. So making good use of the bus time by picking out mobile order food. We are now headed out of Hollywood Studios.
We have dinner scheduled at Takumi Tai in Japan, which I'm very excited about, and we're taking the Skyliner to get there. It'll be his first time on the Skyliner, so that's kind of an attraction in itself. Also, I was able to get a fast pass at Epcot as soon as we checked in for our second fast pass here, and it allowed me to get one more at another park. So I was able to get, I think it was Living with the Land. It's very busy, so you have to kind of take what you can get. And so when we get there, that's what we'll be doing before we have dinner. So I'll be back from Epcot later. We are at Epcot now, and I just wanted to make a quick mention because I think I meant to mention this the other day and I forgot, and that is that the Epcot Experience Building is a great place to get away. So even though this is a crazy busy weekend, it's been a great place for us to go and just sit and have a drink, a snack, to get out of the heat because it's super chilly. There's always tables available. They actually do serve food there. We didn't get food there, but you can. And it's just a great little like respite hidden gym because most people don't know that there is open seating there. So suggest that if you run into lots of busyness. Hello at 8:10 p.m. We just finished up at Takumi Tai tonight. Once again, we did the tasting menu. And once again, most people around us weren't doing that, but they seemed to be quite happy with their choices as well. The tasting menu, not cheap. I ate here at Takumi Tai the first week it was open last summer, and it was a little less expensive, but still tasting menus are always expensive. So tonight it was $150 per person for the tasting menu, and then adding alcohol, which I did, was $75. So you can do the math, big tab. But this is what we do. We don't eat tons of food. We just have experiences like this. So once again, really great experience. I think Takumi Tai is kind of a hidden gem, and if you're into these sort of meals, it's definitely worth it. You cannot use any kind of discount, so like there's no dining plan accepted. You can use tables in Wonderland at the restaurant in general, but you can't use tables in Wonderland for the tasting menu. So it was full price and really, really delicious. French and Japanese food happens to be my son's favorites, which is why we did the tasting menus at the French restaurant and the Japanese restaurant. He prefers the French restaurant. I mean, we can do both, so we don't have to choose, but if you have to choose, he really liked Monsieur Paul more, and it is a little less expensive, but still in that same kind of price range. So overall, just a fantastic experience. They both have such great service, and it's just really, I don't know, if you think about the price in terms of food, it's crazy, but if you think about it in terms of an experience, it's not so bad, and that's how we look at it. So we left and immediately went to the kakigori stand in Japan, which is, kakigori is Japanese for shaved ice. There's a little stand in Japan, and a lot of what my son does is very like reminiscent of when he was little. So he's like, when I was little, I used to do this, I want to do it again. So even though we just had like 7 courses of food, he really wanted kakigori because when he was little, that was something we did every time we were in Japan. So we did that, and I've been able to snag, I snagged a fast pass for Spaceship Earth. So just a reminder to keep checking, and that will probably be how we end the night because it's for 8:30 and the park has 9 o'clock closing. So if you know how Epcot's laid out, Japan's at the back, Spaceship Earth's at the front. So as soon as he finishes his kakigori, we'll be making our way in that direction. So anyway, that is it for so far tonight. If there's anything important to note, I'll be back later.
So that wrapped up that report. We, on our checkout day, I wanted to mention that I called the night before and asked for a late checkout because that was going to work better for a flight, and they actually gave it to me, which is kind of amazing. And not only did they give me 1 hour late checkout, which is all I've ever gotten before, but they gave me 2, which ended up being perfect because at 1 o'clock, I called a Lyft to the airport and we were able to go and have some lunch and get on our plane. So that worked out really well. So overall, fantastic trip. Always nice to spend time with grown kids without interruption because it gets, you know, less frequent as they get older. So anyway, fantastic trip. I'm glad we got to do it. It'll be a couple of years before we get to do it again. So that'll wrap up this episode of WW Prep to Go. For more information, you can check links in the podcast app, or you can go to wwprepschool.com, find podcast at the top, and look for episode 239. Until next time, I'll see you on the site.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.